The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We're going to start with the criticisms made by Ronan O'Donnell, the Commissioner Teanga, in his latest report about the amount of Irish language programming on RTE. You described it, Ronan, as seriously deficient and as a breach of the Broadcasting Act. Why so?
Yes, Matt. Well, a complaint was made to the office by a member of the public regarding the amount of Irish language coverage on RTE. And without getting too technical, like, basically in the Broadcasting Act, there's a duty placed on RTE to provide a comprehensive range of programmes in the Irish language on television and radio. So we raised the matter with RTE. We were of differing opinions. RTE were of the view that they were upholding the Act. And we went to a formal investigation, and during the formal investigation, we were given percentages and figures of the amount of Irish broadcast on their television service. And to cut a long story short, what it showed was, in the year 2017, which was the year we looked at, the amount of Irish language programmes broadcast on RTE television equated to 0.7%. And I made the finding based on that, essentially, that in no way could it be viewed that 0.7% equated to what was in the legislation, namely that a comprehensive range of programmes in the Irish language be provided.
Okay, how many hours of television is that if it's 0.7%?
It's just over 100 hours out of a total of 18,000 hours. So in 2017, there are approximately over 18,000 hours of broadcast programmes on RTE television, and just over 100 hours of that were Irish language programmes.
Okay, but hang on, isn't there an Irish language channel, TG Carr, which provides the service for people? So when you have a full channel devoted to Irish language programming, why do you need to have other programmes broadcast on the English language stations?
Well, I can, if you give me a minute, I can
plenty
answer
of time.
That perfectly. Yeah, there's two answers I can give, or two sides to it. There's the legislative answer, and then there's the broader answer. So the broader answer first is that RTE is in the business of providing uniquely Irish content. And what's more Irish than our language, the first official language? The question of Irish language programming on RTE is a long-running one, since its foundation. In fact, it's a recurring issue, and it's something that requires constant reflection, I believe, by RTE. And that's reflected, Matt, in the legislation. The timing here is important, because this was investigated under the Broadcasting Act of 2009. So that was 13 years after the establishment of TG Cahir. So the Éireachtas were quite clear. They knew TG Cahir had been established, and they said that they wanted Irish language programming to be available on RTE as well. And it was never intended when RTE or when TG Cahir was established that Irish be not broadcast on RTE. That wasn't the idea behind it. The idea was that Irish would be available on RTE as well. But unfortunately, what has happened, that we're seeing a minimal amount of programmes in Irish, almost not to the point of extinction, that it's got so low now. And, it's clearly in breach of what the legislation states
okay,
it should do.
But nobody from RTE available to join us on the programme, but we did get a statement in relation to what you said. And it says that RTE is fulfilling its obligations regarding television news programmes and its radio output as a whole. And it also says innovative developments made by RTE to considerably increase Irish language material available online on social media, in digital radio and in podcasting are not within the scope of your report.
They're not, and it's an interesting point. You know, I did find that they weren't in breach for the radio and for the news, but they were seriously in breach for current affairs. Not 0% of current affairs on RTE, zero education, music. Essentially, it's like a guy driving a car and he has two punctures in the wheel, but he keeps on driving because he thinks the other two will take him to his destination. No, it's not like that. What's broken has to be fixed. And what's broken here is two specific areas of the legislation, namely relating to current affairs through Irish and through programming through Irish. And as regards innovation and on social media platforms, all that is to be welcomed. Of course it is. You know, people want to see Irish being normalised, as you know, that RTE has a central role in that. But like the internet was invented, Matt, before 2009. You know, the legislation was drafted in 2009. The will of the Oireachtas is quite clear. They don't want to see our Irish language programming on RT pushed to the sidelines. They have stressed in the legislation that it must be broadcast on the television channels of the station, and that's not happening at all.
One final thing to you before I bring our next guest in. But Ronan O'Donnell, as Commissioner Teanga, RT has a financial crisis on its hands. Its annual funding via the licence fee has fallen, or I'm not sure if this is all via the licence fee, but its annual funding has fallen by more than 100 million since 2008. It only has 337 million to spend in 2017, as against 440 million a decade earlier. And it says it's increased its expenditure on Irish language material in up to nearly 25 million during 2017.
You know, Matt, figures can be thrown out. Ultimately, you know, they spent just over a million of that 337 million on Irish language programming on television in 2017, which is a minuscule percentage. You know, I can't accept from any public body the argument that we don't have the finances, so we're not going to uphold the legislation. And in fairness to RTE, their primary argument to the investigation was that they were upholding the legislation. They didn't say we're not upholding the legislation because of finances. They argued that they were upholding legislation, which is patently not the case at 0.7%. We all have to live, I suppose, now what I'm saying, by our means. My own office's budget was cut in half during the recession, but like we didn't say we're not going to fulfil our obligations.
Ronan O'Donnell and Commissioner Teanga, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM. Donald Flynn, your author of The Revival of Irish, Failed Project of a Political Elite. Is the language commissioner right to take RT to task on this?
He is, of course. All discussions about the Irish language are bedeviled by the failure to distinguish between two things. First of all, the language promoted as a political symbol. It's a symbol of the state. The state has regulations to promote it. It passes laws. The leadership of the state, the political leadership, likes it. They use its symbolism and colour all the time. And when they do pass laws and when they have a commissioner to promote or monitor the laws or enforce them, the man's doing the job that post calls for. There is another aspect to the whole thing, which is Irish as a language used as a medium of communication, and the number of people who actually use it or are able to use it in what we'll call an English-speaking nation. And these two things become intermingled. If RTE broadcasts 1% of its output in Irish, it's probably close enough to the number of people who actually, in real life, need to get Irish language programmes because their whole life is conducted in English, and therefore the quarrel arises. How's the money to be used? What role would a national broadcaster play? It has to cater to its audience. If we were in Kenya, they'd use Swahili or whatever. This is an English-speaking country, so they have to address that audience. But the two become intermingled. And the symbolic role in politics and the use of laws and regulations to impose and support that is on one side. And then we look on the other, we say people don't actually speak Irish anyway, except for a minuscule group that speaks some Irish some of the time.
But there is an argument that RT has to be used as a vehicle or a medium to encourage the speaking of Ireland or to keep the language alive, that if you have it on the television and the radio in its services, in the services for which we pay the licence fee, that can do something to actually help develop the language, will it?
Well, does it? I mean, it's been a long time. The policy's been running for a century in various levels of newspapers and schools. Everybody learns in school 14 years or something. You may be right. It may have some marginal effect, but obviously not very much. So if you want to convert all these English speakers to some Irish, we'll not say wholly, but we want to convert this English-speaking community to some Irish, you may say, do the Cúpla Focal or provide some programmes for them that may help. Extremely marginal and very remote, I would say.
Thank you very much, Donal Flynn, author of The Revival of Irish, Failed Project of a Political Elite.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.